This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show. John Johnson and Rhea Hughes. Thanks, as always, to Ross Tucker for a Ross Tucker Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed we get Ross for at least, well, yes. If they win the Sunday, we get him for at least two more weeks, which is awesome. Rhea, it is rare that you guys ever get to break news on the morning show.
Yes.
But you got to do so in the final minutes with Ross.
Yes.
And with the AP Coach of the Year finalists, and there were five of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that after you named, it's Brian Daboll of the Giants, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McDermott, and Nick Sirianni, that without hesitation, he went directly to Brian Daboll. I'm surprised by that.
A lot of people did. Well, because, I mean, if he's what he said about Daboll, he's not wrong. They clearly were not as talented to the Eagles, and they made the playoffs. But, you know, I think that you're also discounting just because Sirianni had better players.
Right. Is that what you go
to? I mean, they're 15-3.
Yeah. I mean,
they took a guy in Jalen Hurts who a lot of people, you know, a lot of us, were really uncertain on.
Yeah.
And helped turn him into an MVP candidate.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't even mention Sirianni and why he picked Daboll. So
you could go to Doug Peterson, you know, for what he did down there. I think people just think a lot more of Trevor Lawrence than they do of Daniel Jones.
I guess.
And that could be. Also interesting, the assistant coach of the year.
Okay.
Also, they also get an award.
Was that so? I
didn't
even know
that.
So
there are two. There's a 49er and an Eagle on it. Would you like to guess who?
An Eagles assistant coach?
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon.
No, you would be wrong, Nick Sirianni.
Oh.
It is Shane Steichen and D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, who are going to be...
you are messed up.
Going to go at it in an epic battle this Sunday.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, let's get in some phone calls. Izzy in Allentown's on WIP. Good morning, Izzy.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, Izzy. How you doing?
Pretty good. It's crazy. I was listening to y'all, man, earlier when they brought up the whole, the whole Brock Purdy undefeated thing, and the first thing that popped into my head was, we heard this earlier this year. We heard the same scenario.
Who was that?
Wasn't when we went up against Cooper Rush and the Cowboys, how he was 5-0 or 6-0, and Philly hadn't played a team like that. This is a new team. It's rejuvenated and all this. We won that game.
I guess, Izzy, to fit your argument, at a certain point, a rookie is going to look like a rookie. It's a question of whether you can get that out of him or put up, in Jonathan Gannon's case, put the kind of pressure on him, hit him in the mouth a few times, and make him make rookie decisions. Izzy, I led off the show with this about how there is such a confidence in many Eagles fans and some media that they're already overlooking the 49ers. Are you in that category?
It's an overlook. No, I don't. You know what's funny, man? I don't think it's an overlook, man. I think, I don't think there's nothing wrong when you look at everything and you're like, we almost have an advantage at every position except for, I'd say, running back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an advantage there. But we've played Christian McCaffrey before, and we've contained him before. You know what I mean? It's different, though, because of Deebo, so I get that.
Right.
I don't think it's an overlooking. I think there's nothing wrong with saying, our team is better. How are we somehow underdogs? I was talking to my friend about this. How are we somehow underdogs again? How? You know what I mean? Like, you look at their schedule, it didn't beat anyone phenomenal. You know what I mean?
They're not underdogs, but they're not the favorite that we expected them to be. Like, many, if you look at the odds makers, it's practically an even match game. The Eagles are giving points because they are at home. But aside from the home field advantage, the betting public has this even. And I agree with you. It's surprising how they have downplayed the Eagles all season long.
I think right now it's like, my man, I would love to hear the fans chant this at the game, but I doubt it will happen. But it's like Jason Kelce said, no one likes us, we don't care. Philly, effing Philly, no one likes us and we don't care, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, definitely, yeah.
Izzy, our prize wheel this morning. Eagles tickets yesterday were impossible to get. So, and with that in mind, what is an event at any point in history, could be sports, concert, whatever, that if you could purchase tickets to go to, what would that be?
You know, man, it's crazy. I would, similar to this, I would go to the Super Bowl. Don't someone already said the Super Bowl, but I would do the NFC Championship against the Vikings.
Oh, nice.
Just to see the look on the Vikings players' faces.
Oh, yeah, and then the group of Vikings fans who made their trek down and did the pictures and all. Number two gets you a Keith Jones autograph card.
Okay, so I have a correction. The NFL put out a tweet with the Fimes names on it, the coaches, okay?
Right.
Nick Sirianni is not a finalist.
Oh, no!
No.
What?
No, I read the NFL, and Jeff McClain did too. Jeff...
The wording by the NFL was bad.
Well, they just put out the five names, but he's not a finalist.
Well, why would they put out five names and have him in there if he wasn't a finalist?
I know. Here's the three finalists, according to Jeff McClain.
All right.
Brian Daboll, Doug Peterson, Kyle Shanahan.
And Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute.
I've had my
gripes with Sirianni throughout a season, as I have any coach. You're going to tell me. The team with the best record in the NFL, hands down, who demolished their first opponent in the playoffs.
Second-year coach.
Is not even a finalist for coach of the year?
Yeah.
This truly is a hate on Philadelphia. There is no other reason why he shouldn't be in here. Brian Daboll, I can understand making the case. Doug Peterson, sure, he took a team with four wins over 2 years and took them to the playoffs in his first season. Yeah. How is this possible? Wow. Rhea, I'm blown away.
I'm glad I could annoy you.
I'm blown away by this. How can, in his second season, how is Nick Sirianni with a 14, the most ever in franchise history? The first, I need a minute to think about this. This is ridiculous. Dennis in Mount Laurel, how is this possible?
I don't know, but it shouldn't be. I mean, he has to be in the finals. He may not win. But he's got to be in the top three.
Yeah. Dennis, during maybe the next commercial break, I'm going to look up the history of Coach of the Year finalists and find out how many times the team that finished with the best record, their coach wasn't a finalist. Because I'd be willing to bet that's been the case every year.
It happened. Didn't it happen with Doug Peterson? Didn't the year that Doug Peterson took them to the Super Bowl, didn't McVay get it even though Peterson's Eagles beat McVay there?
I think you're right. You're right. See? Dennis, there is a bias against Philadelphia.
I love getting you
jerks.
Before I get to my Eagles point, I want to say that the Hall of Fame is for greatness, not for very good. Scott Rolen was a very good player. When I think of Hall of Fame, I think of greatness. I don't want my kid to have to say, who was Scott Rolen? He doesn't have to say, who was Mickey Mantle? Who was Ted Williams? They're letting in very good players, and it's like Andre Iguodala. Good player, very good player.
Yeah.
He made the All-Star team once. He should not be voted into the Hall of Fame.
You know something, Dennis? As great a third baseman as he was, his offensive numbers are not near what they should be for a Hall of Famer.
He got him with the lowest total, right?
Yeah, I forget, 12 point, whatever the percentage was. It was the lowest vote total.
And third baseman is the most underrepresented position, which surprised me.
Yeah, of all the positions in Major League Baseball, third base is the least, as Rhea pointed out, represented.
And at the beginning of the football year, every host on this station, and me as a fan, none of us said 14-3. Nobody.
No one. And we all know what Jalen Hurts has accomplished, and we give him a ton of credit for it. But Nick Sirianni plays a huge part in this, and the fact that he's not a finalist for Coach of the Year is a travesty.
Yeah, one of your favorite callers, I say that with tongue in cheek, you know, Double M, he predicted them to be 9-8, and our quarterback was average.
Yeah, I know. Mike is a character, man. Dennis, let me get you a spin on the wheel. What's an event in the past you would love to purchase tickets to see?
Well, one caller said 1980. I was at Game 6. I was in the stands for that. And I remember the 1980 Olympics with the hockey team. And they won the silver medal all around. They beat the Russians. The Russians didn't even make the gold medal.
Yeah.
All of the people that I haven't seen, the best performer on stage ever, Elvis Presley.
Ooh, tickets to see an Elvis concert. I would love to do that. Number five, which gets you a Keith Jones autograph card. Juan's on WIP. Hey, Juan.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Juan, how is Nick Sirianni not a finalist for Coach of the Year?
Hey, Philly.
There's no other logical explanation, right? It doesn't make any sense. Best record in the NFL.
Yeah, it seems like they hate all the Philly teams.
Man. What would you want to talk about, Juan?
Yeah, my question is, if the 49ers played in Dallas, do you think they would have won?
They might have. I really think Pollard's injury was huge.
Yeah, they would. They might have won in San Francisco, Juan, if it wasn't for that injury. I'm assuming you're making the case that the 49ers are not as great as many are making them out to be.
It seems like everybody making them the best team of the NFL, but I don't understand why.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about momentum all the time, but then you'll hear somebody say, well, momentum doesn't mean anything. Every matchup is different. Every Sunday is different. Please give me a break. Juan, we're going to find out soon enough. Ross made the case that he can see the Niners winning. He picked the Eagles, but he can see a case where the Niners would win. But it certainly sounded like it would be the Eagles stepping on their own toes to make that happen.
Even with the 12th man?
Yeah, even with the 12th man. Juan, let's get you a spin. I need from you an event in the past you would love to have purchased tickets to.
Wilt Chamberlain, 100 points.
Oh, sure. In Hershey. There you go.
Absolutely. Go to Hershey and see Wilt's 100-point game. Hang in there, Juan. That's number two. Wow, I got to look at the calibration on this wheel. Number two gets you a Keith Jones autograph card. We still have prizes. We have the whole second half of the wheel, 7 through 12. Well, minus 8. 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12 still available. Here's how you can do it. Prize wheel Wednesday. So many Eagles fans tried to purchase tickets to the NFC Championship game on this Sunday. There was only about 2,000 available. Very obviously, only a handful were able to get it. An impossible ticket. And then now hit the secondary market, outrageously priced. Nobody can afford them. With that in mind, to get you a spin on the wheel, win you a wonderful prize, what is an event? Could be sports, could be a concert, could be something in history that if you could purchase tickets to go see, what would that be? 215-592-9494. All your calls coming up. A lot to get to in our final two segments. WIP Sports Time is 9:15.
For more than 30 years, NovaCare Rehabilitation has been the Delaware Valley's trusted hometown physical therapy provider. NovaCare is proud to be part of the healing journey of so many patients and athletes. So this year, whether you've set 2023 goals for yourself or just making your health and well-being a priority, NovaCare is here for you every step of the way on your road to recovery. NovaCare is your trusted PT partner for recovering from aches and pains, gaining strength, and preventing injury. And with more than 150 convenient locations in the greater Philadelphia and South Jersey area, there's no better time to make NovaCare's movement experts part of your healthcare team. On behalf of everyone at NovaCare, thank you for choosing them to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy and get on the road to recovery and wellness, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. Philadelphia Eagles trust NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy. Brought to you by MHS Lift, Kyle Shanahan, Doug Peterson, and Brian Daboll, named as finalists for the NFL AP Coach of the Year. Not a finalist, Nick Sirianni. Well, Sirianni's Eagles and Shanahan's Niners will battle this weekend for the NFC Championship at the Link, 3 p.m. Eagles will have a walkthrough later today. Sixers host Ben Simmons and the Nets tonight. Joel Embiid listed as questionable with foot soreness. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Periods of rain with a high of 46. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
.922, welcome back. We rarely get to break news on the WIP Morning Show, but we've been breaking it this morning. We're about to break it again. If you haven't heard, Coach of the Year finalists have been announced. Nick Sirianni, not among them, which is absolutely ridiculous. Rhea, we do have another group of finalists. Is that correct?
Finalists for Offensive Player of the Year
All right.
Justin Jefferson. Okay. Still waiting for Kirk Cousins to throw him a ball in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. I can understand that.
And Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay.
So he is a finalist.
Oh, okay. All right.
But what Elliot says is what he's upset about, and he's dead on this. Biggest snub is Brandon Graham, not finalist for Comeback Player of the Year. I mean,
he's not a finalist among
that's
them.
A joke.
That is a joke. Oh, my God. Mean, he had 11 sacks.
It's insane to come back from that at his age and to be a part of a team that won 14 regular season games, is in the conference championship. It's disgraceful.
Now, I know individual awards are not everything. We all care about the Super Bowl. That is number one. Everything else falls a distant second. Having said that, it is in all likelihood that Patrick Mahomes will win the MVP and not Jalen Hurts, only because Jalen Hurts missed a handful of games, which I think is just wrong. Is it common, because I've done zero research, so I'm winging this here, that a player wins MVP and Offensive Player of the Year?
I don't know. I know that Justin Jefferson, I think, has been campaigning to be considered the MVP.
Okay. Which is it's a lost cause, but it's going to end up, it'll end up being Mahomes over anybody else. But I would my goodness. There would not be a bigger snub than Nick Sirianni not even being a finalist, Mahomes winning the MVP, and someone other than Jalen Hurts winning Offensive Player of the Year.
I know.
My God. I'm going to take a deep breath. Serenity now. Bill in Glassboro's on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Hey, morning, team.
Bill, is there a clear bias against Philadelphia? Is that what's going on here?
I don't know. Are these the same idiots that were rating the teams most likely
that
to
was
win
ESPN.
The Super Bowl?
That was ESPN, but I believe there are some voters among those employed by ESPN.
I was wondering, Rhea, do you know the process for this?
I do not. That's a good question.
No, you'd have to ask those who are among the voters, those who are some beat writers, some national columnists have a vote.
Hey, did you guys know that this NFC championship game is going to be the game that has the lowest combined age of the starting quarterbacks ever?
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I never.
Purdy's 24 and Purdy's 23.
Never even thought about that before. Bill, there's going to be a lot of records for this game, looking at the rosters from top to bottom. That is one I was not even on my radar. That's a great observation.
And here's the other good one. Angelo broke yesterday. The head ref, we're 6-0 with him in games.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Gotta like that.
That's good to know. I mean, Bill, it's all going to, in the end, sure, even if a ref, if you believe they help or hurt a cause, even if they play a factor, the talent and the scheming and the coaching will come first, second, third, fourth, fifth before a referee is even involved.
Well, you know what someone said to me
scheme.
Last week when they were watching the game, they said it was really, because there weren't really, the Eagles actually had 5 penalties, but it was for like 25 yards.
Right.
And the Giants had 1.
Is that all the Giants had was
that's,
one penalty?
That's what I think, yeah, if I looked it up, because they said it was nice to not see a flag fest.
And that was a massacre anyway. Yeah. Bill, you get the sense Eagles fans are a little overconfident with this game?
I don't know. I'm seeing it both ways. I'm talking to some people who are overconfident, and then I'm talking to other people. They think the sky's going to fall.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
You know what? I have quiet confidence. I think we have the edge in the quarterbacks, for sure. Even though they're both young, I think Jalen Hurts, he's got the pedigree. He played big games at Oklahoma, Alabama. He's struggled through a lot of adversity. And again, Purdy's going on the road. He looked a little jittery last game, and he was home. This is the biggest stage of his life. So I got to give us the edge there, and I think in the NFL you win with quarterback play.
Bill, what's an event, if you could purchase tickets to go to in the past, what would it be?
You know, this is going to go back a little bit, but I would love to be able to go to Live Aid over at Wembley Stadium in England to see some of the acts that perform there, especially to see Freddie Mercury.
Oh, my God, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, Bill, hang in there. I just spun the wheel. You got number 7. Congratulations. You won a $25 gift card to Boston Market.
I have Defensive Player of the Year information.
Okay, Defensive Player of the Year. All right, who are our finalists?
Doesn't include somebody it should.
Oh, no. Who are they? Do you know the list yet?
I don't know the list yet.
All right, that's fine.
But he is not a top contender.
Hassan Reddick. There's your case.
I think when we had Ross on either last week or the week before, he said he is the number one underrated superstar in the NFL.
No one would argue with that. No one.
17 sacks now?
17 and a half sacks. You know, circling back, though, Bill mentioned about the edge at quarterback. We have been getting a lot of grief because of one of our Twitter polls, which asked the question, who has the edge at quarterback? Who has the bigger advantage there, Eagles or 49ers? And people are laughing like, is this a joke? Of course it's Jalen Hurts. How dare you even suggest it? I brought this up for one reason. Mm-hmm. We go to the four-letter network. We know we love them. Pardon in the interruption. Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon. Listen to this exchange comparing the two QBs.
Wilbon, do you see the Eagles having a significant advantage at quarterback?
No. No. The other guy, huh? The rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, he's undefeated. He hadn't lost a game. So nobody has an advantage over him. And it's not 2-0. I think it's 7-0. No, no, I don't.
What an ass, man.
Ross pointed out that he didn't think he could remember his name.
Because he called him Mr. Irrelevant rather than pointing out his name. But, Rhea, and this is what irks me the most. People will tune into that and think, my God, it's Tony Kornheiser. The man's never wrong. I got to take his word. He knows what he's talking about.
That was Wilbon.
Excuse me, not Kornheiser. Wilbon. He knows what he's talking about. And they will run with it, saying, oh, come on, give me a break. It's Brock Purdy. That's a huge advantage for San Francisco. It's wrong. It's so wrong. If there's one person who deserves to get recognition for what they've accomplished and gives their team a massive advantage that everyone should know, it's Jalen Hurts.
And real quick, I have the names for the Defensive Player of the Year finalists. Nick Bosa, which is not a surprise.
All right, 18 and a half sacks. Okay.
Micah Parsons and Chris Jones from the Chiefs.
Wow.
Yeah. No Hassan Reddick.
No Hassan Reddick.
It's a joke.
All right, so in the announcements made thus far for finalists, only one Eagle has made the list, and it's for Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And that was Jalen Hurts. No other Eagle has been named
a
finalist.
Not a finalist. No.
Nor has as the head coach. I'm sorry, Shane Steichen for assistant coach, right?
Yes.
Wow. What an embarrassment. Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe. Joe. Joe going once, twice, you're out. Tyrone's on WIP. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning. Morning, team.
Morning. So, Tyrone, I'm getting my facts straight because we're breaking news here on the morning show this morning. Nick Sirianni is not a finalist for Coach of the Year. The Hassan Reddick is not a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. And it seems like they're throwing the Eagles a bone by putting Jalen Hurts for Offensive Player of the Year. There's far too many snubs here, and I don't understand why.
Well, I guess it's only because traditionally Philadelphia, since I'm a Philadelphian born and raised, we've always been kind of typecast as, you know, the blue-collar underachieving type of city.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're kind of breaking the mold now. And that's from way back. This is the new era.
Then why? I'm sorry to cut you off. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. It's hard to change your conception, but I think with the players that we have now and the coach that we have, it's almost like they're under a magnifying glass for every little detail. But they put a negative spin on it. But with Jalen and this current team, I think we're going to break that. And I think I'm looking at the can I say something about the game coming up?
Of course.
Well, I'm looking at the stats, and I think we had like 420-plus yards total, offense and defensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, excuse me, running and passing. And I think that if we can continue in that line, I think with particularly in the running game because it sets up the pass, and if we can keep the pressure on them as opposed to them putting the pressure on us, I think we're going to – and plus we have to score over 25 points. If it's a low-scoring game, it doesn't sound good.
Boy.
If we score over 25 points, I think we're going to win. And I think that Jalen, a lot of people, you know, Jalen, he reminds me, this name popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I was playing with him, I would just call him J. Cool. Because when this guy's in the pocket, he never changes his expression.
Yeah.
And I think that he's, if when we win the Super Bowl, the one quarterback that I think they're going to compare him to in terms of his demeanor is Joe Montana.
You know, Tyrone, I'm sure you can relate to this, like a verb, a nickname in a sense that is never used anymore in modern day sports when describing certain athletes as a killer. He's a killer. Like, he's got that dead face, deadpan mindset.
Exactly.
He's not cracking a smile. He knows he's got a job to do, and nothing will, you know, deviate from that, focus.
Did you watch the game this weekend?
Of course.
Did you see when they caught him smiling?
It was
the screen up.
Tyrone, if you blinked, you missed it because it was so quick.
But he lit the Jalen. If he gets an opportunity to be an ad man, he's going to kill it.
I agree with you. Tyrone, let me get you a spin on the wheel. I need an event in the past that you would buy tickets to go see.
A lot of them have been picked. The only thing that comes, I used to really like John Mugabe as a boxer. When he fought Marvin Hagler, I saw it on the big screen at the Spectrum.
Yeah.
That was the greatest fight that I ever saw. If I could have seen that fight live, I would have been, oh my God, that was thrilling.
I was a huge fan of Marvin Hagler. Hang in there, Tyrone. You got number one, which is a Keith Jones autograph card. Rhea, something that I brought up to Ross, and he initially poo-pooed as a leading question, but you totally got it. In your opinion, mm-hmm. how important is the coin toss going to be in this game?
I hope they lose it.
It sounds so ridiculous, right? Like, anyone outside is like, what the hell are they talking about the coin? Who cares about the coin toss? The ability to set the tone of an NFC championship game at home, that's everything.
And you know, I think Jalen thrives off of it.
I think you're right. Yeah. You know,
I think he would love to go out there and say, not on my field.
And the way that Ross described how Jonathan Gannon's going to have to feel his way through the game, well, that means I'm expecting San Fran to possibly, you know, put up some yardage and maybe some points early before adjustments are made. I would hate for that to be the opening drive.
You need to keep that crowd into it.
Yeah.
You need to keep them feisty and angry and hostile.
I totally agree. TR and Winfield's on WIP. Hey, TR.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, TR.
You know, it's going to be a psychological thing for this young kid for the 49ers. I think the first quarter, we start putting our hands on him early, he's going to start breaking down, and we're just going to blow him out. So I'll put him out there misery.
TR, you punch a rookie in the mouth a couple times, he's going to start looking like a rookie.
Exactly. Once they start falling on him heavy with dead weight, I hope they do that. Every tackle is dead weight. If you start throwing that turf under him, he's going to be fine. He's just going to break down. That's it. He's just young. These grown men hitting him. He's not no young college kid. He's really grown men that's going to be hitting him. They're coming at him rough. So it's going to be more of a psychological game, more physical game, too. So
now, TR, we are of the same mindset here. I totally agree with you. But do you think Jonathan Gannon takes the approach of aggressive early?
Yep. This is the point I just made. He knows that he's young. Mm-hmm. And these guys are grown men, and they're going to come at him hard. They're going to get in his head. And Brandon Graham's going to get in his head with his mouth. And that's what's going to break him down, you know?
All right, let's get you a spin. TR, give me an event in the past you would purchase tickets to go see.
Is there a chance I get the list?
I'll give you a second chance. Just give me what yours is. If it's set, I'll tell you, go again.
How about Woodstock?
Man, nobody said Woodstock.
Did you need tickets to go to Woodstock?
I don't know.
No, you didn't.
No, I saw that documentary. Oh, you did need tickets. Number five and a Keith Jones autograph card. More breaking news, Rhea.
Jalen Hurts is a finalist for MVP.
Okay. Do we know the full list yet?
I'm looking.
All right, so Jalen Hurts is a finalist. Well, at least they're helping him out. He's a finalist for Offensive Player of the Year, and he's now a finalist for MVP. My goodness, if there's someone who deserves it on this roster, it's no doubt Jalen Hurts. We'll find out who the other finalists are coming up. 215-592-9494. Run through your calls in our final segment. WIP Sports Time is 9:37.
Let me tell you about the exciting things going on at Lexus of Cherry Hill this year. The L Certified Winter Collection Sales Event is going on now at Lexus of Cherry Hill. New year, new ride. Receive special finance rates on L Certified Lexus models now through February 28th. They have over 200 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Lexus of Cherry Hill has proudly served the Delaware Valley since 1989. They are family-owned and operated. Now, on top of all that, they are veteran-owned. And my friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill, now five-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence recipient for the customer sales experience. So stop in, see Tony Labello and his team. You will see why they continue to win this prestigious honor. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com, Lexus of Cherry Hill, where the finest automobiles reside.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of the WIP Morning Show. Ree and I having a moment just a minute ago discussing,
braces.
Braces.
I'm complaining. Yeah. I got bottom ones yesterday, and they're like my teeth. I'm in a lot of pain. And you were complaining that you have one with braces, probably the other two need them. And you go, you know, I could make these in my garage.
So my
I'm
one.
Like, yeah, it's wire cutters and.
Yeah, so I'm taking. I have three kids. Two of them I'm taking tonight for the consultation. Yeah. One has had braces for a month.
Let me hear. I'll do the consultation for you. You're getting them.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. Right, that's what the consultation was.
There's no consultation.
Like, long story short, he gets them and he comes home and I'm like, all right, let me see. And I'm looking and I'm like, you know, if I had no morals, I could make these things in my garage. It's a wire with two brackets on each side of your mouth. And it's like, I'll just take the screwdriver, tighten a little here, a little there. We'll get those teeth straight.
People go to school for that.
I'm belittling them now.
Yes, you are.
I apologize.
The price is going up now.
But I could still make them in my garage. I'm just saying. We are all about breaking news on the WIP Morning Show. And we have more news that we are breaking. We now know the other finalists for MVP. We also know the finalists of something else as well. So, Rhea, I have it in front of me if you don't. The finalists for NFL MVP. We know Jalen Hurts is among them. Other than Jalen, we have Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Josh Allen should not be in there. He tailed off in the second half of the season. We now know the finalists for Comeback Player of the Year. This is something we highly anticipate Brandon Graham to be among the finalists, having 11 sacks. Your finalists, there are three of them.
Okay.
Geno Smith, quarterback of the Seahawks.
Okay, had a hell of a year.
Totally understand that. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, he came back. Did he have the knee injury last year?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I thought the knee injury was before last season.
I don't know. I forget now. I have to double check, but he always seems to be injured. And your third and final finalist, Christian McCaffrey of now the 49ers. Brandon Graham, not a finalist for Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah, that's disgraceful.
The Philly snub continues. Unfreaking believable. Tom in Sea Isles on WIP. Tom, how can this be?
That's ridiculous. If you ever listen to the NFL channel, they snub the Eagles all the time. You know, it's just the Dallas Cowboys, New England, and all that crap. But the reason I call is that I got five keys to win this game.
Okay.
You got to take Kittles out of the game.
All right.
You got to control the clock.
Control the time of possession. You're right. Time of possession is a huge one there. Okay.
No turnovers.
Always important. The San Francisco 49ers love to control the turnover battle. It's what has led to their success. They force a lot of turnovers.
Number two is Gannon's got to come up with the greatest defensive game plan since he's been an Eagles coach.
These are amazing.
You're going to see it. You're going to see a lot of screen passes. Mm-hmm. Draw plays and running around the end with Debo.
Yeah, so the soft zone may not necessarily work for the whole game. You're right.
And the number one reason why I believe the Eagles can win this game, because I'm not overlooking the 49ers. They're a great team.
Yeah.
The number one reason, that 70,000 fan base needs to turn the link into the Roman Coliseum, back to the old days. Mm-hmm. When Purdy looks up, the Lions and the Gladiators are coming.
It has to be a hostile environment. I agree, Tom. I am not a big proponent of heckling, as long as it's within a certain boundaries, but I, by all means, support heckling come Sunday.
And they just have to stand up and don't. They got to go home. They can't talk.
Tom, you have so many keys, you must be a dungeon master. I need from you to get a spin on the wheel, an event in history that you would like to purchase tickets to watch.
I'd go back to when the Flyers won their first Stanley Cup.
Oh, there you go.
First Stanley Cup. Yeah, that's a long, long time ago now. That gets you a spin, and that'll be number six, which is a Keith Jones autographed card.
I would like to point out, so Joe, I was right. Saquon didn't miss last year. He played last year.
How the hell is he
now,
a finalist?
Now, he was limited from the year before when he had ACL surgery, but he played last season.
Wow.
Now, he did have a big year this year, but Brandon Graham tore his ACL last year and came back to have the first double-digit sack season of his career.
Right, and at his age, too, as someone who was in the latter stage of
Saquon
his NFL career.
Saquon didn't return from missing last year.
This is unbelievable. I didn't know that.
You can sell me Geno Smith, okay?
Yeah.
You cannot sell me Saquon Barkley.
Wow. So now we're getting a trend here. There is clearly an active snub against Philadelphia. The fact that, Nick Sirianni is not a finalist for coach either. No Brandon Graham. We went through a slew of the finalists that have been out. We're going to have to talk about this more shortly. Bob's on WIP. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys.
We were doing good, Bob, and then this all these award finalists came out, and now I'm mad.
Yeah, well, you know what? Again, like you said, I'm not a big fan of, individual awards. The only award I want to see is somebody holding up that Super Bowl trophy come end of the game in a couple weeks.
Now, this would be a great way to utilize this for motivation for the Philadelphia Eagles. If I'm the Eagles, I'm plastering these finalists all over the walls at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah. My point was, I'm not a big proponent of blitzing. I think a team blitzes because they don't feel that they have good coverage in the secondary on the other team's, players. But in this instance, though, I would blitz Purdy all day. I was in fantasy football and I used Purdy as my quarterback down the stretch. Mm-hmm. So I watched him pretty closely. And I tell you, when he is under pressure, he changes the way he throws that ball. He has some crazy little sidearm that barely gets to one of the receivers. Well, you have to agree that the San Francisco's, they've got playmakers. But those playmakers happen after they catch the ball. That's when they start making plays, the yards after catch.
Bob, I couldn't agree more. And when it comes to Purdy being a rookie, I mean, at a certain point, he's going to have a rookie moment. There's a reason no rookie QB has ever advanced to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, if you can get your hands on him and drive him into the ground a couple times, he's going to look like a first-year player.
Yeah.
Bob, let me get you a spin on the wheel. Give me an event in the past you would buy tickets to go see.
I would have any one of Elvis Presley's concert out in Las Vegas. Games were spectacles.
When he had that final stretch of concerts.
It was the
suits. I saw the Elvis movie. Was it called? I guess it was called Elvis, right? The one that's nominated for an Academy. No.
Oh,
my God. No. If you've never seen it, please do not waste your time. The guy, the actor who portrays Elvis is tremendous. But the movie itself is just
lame.
It's a hot pile. Yeah. It's not very good. But at the end of the movie, when they're going through they're rolling through the credits, they showed his footage from his last show when he was doing Vegas, and he was only 43 or something. I'm telling you, he looks 65. He's sweating real bad. It was like something you see out of a comic strip that you didn't think was real. For that alone, maybe it's worth checking out. Maybe the credits.
And I do want to point out, even Jordan Renan, who's a Giants beat reporter for ESPN, said we need to rethink this comeback award. Saquon played 13 games the previous season. Geno, mostly a backup on merit. Now, he brings up Nick Gates, who's an offensive lineman, almost lost his leg in a surgery.
Yeah.
And played well. How about Brian Robinson from the Commanders, who got shot and came back and played well?
And yet somehow Saquon Barkley playing
13 games last year. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad someone's starting to call him out. Joe and East Norton's on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
All right, so last week I was telling, everybody was talking about these Giants that, oh, man, this is going to be a different type of game. How everybody laughed at me. I told them this game will be, this defense will come through in the next two games. And then in the Super Bowl, that will be all offense. Every time we play in the playoffs, defense got to come through when it comes to NFC Championship or when it comes to divisional rounds. There's no buts or whats. Offense, it's going to make it hard for them because, now the other team is going to play harder. Now, this Sunday, I've been right. I've been right in 2017 when everybody was saying that Nick Foles ain't going to win the Super Bowl. And I said, watch this.
Okay.
Good people win good, good people win, get good things. This boy, Jalen Hurts, he's a bull. He will not lose. He plays for these guys on that field. He puts his life on that field, So this Sunday, this will be another blowout.
He puts his life on the field?
Well, I mean, I'm riding with it here. I'm feeling it. Please, keep going.
Nah, so what I'm trying to say is when he plays with heart, man. He's out there, he lets these guys know, hey, listen, we're going to win these games. Doesn't matter what they throw at us. Doesn't matter if they blitz us. It does not matter. This game right here this Sunday, I give it about like 35, maybe the 12, maybe the 10.
Ooh, a blowout courtesy of Jalen Hurts. I love it. Joe, give me an event in the past you would purchase tickets to go see.
Well, that would be Roy Holiday when he pitched that perfect game.
Oh, man.
That's
that would
a good
be,
one.
That's a very good one that hasn't been brought up. Number 11, congratulations. You won a $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory. Let's run through some calls real quick. I only want the event you would go buy tickets to see in the past. Ron, what's your event?
I would love to go to the first World's Fair.
First World's Fair.
Is that in New York? Or
that was always in New York, right?
It was in different places, I think.
Yeah, I think it was.
The first one was in New York, and then I think the next
St.
one
Louis?
Was in Seattle. Or,
Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay, hang in there, Ron. You got number 9. You won a 94 WIP T-shirt and hat prize pack. Another Rick. Rick in Doylestown. Rick, what's your event?
First, Rhea, how about them Temple Owls?
Oh, my God, that was amazing. Oh,
great job,
Might
Coach
just McKee. Get them in.
Unbelievable. First time since 2000.
Yep.
Be the number one. I think we're relevant again. July 13th, 1985, Live Aid.
Live? Did somebody say Live Aid? Somebody said Live
they
Aid.
They said the one over in
Wembley. The one in London. Yeah. Oh, so okay, so yeah. we're going here. All right, hang in there, Rick. Get you a spin on the wheel. Wow, we're banging out prizes here. Number 12, a Philadelphia Phillies vintage bobblehead. One more. Tim in Southampton. Tim, what is your event that you would purchase tickets to go see?
With Philadelphia, it was feeling like they're the underdog. I want to go and see the U.S. beat Russia in the 80 Winter Olympics.
All right, we got to make a ruling here. It was said early in the show. Rhea?
I'll give it to him.
All right, we'll give you a spin on the wheel, Tim. We only
We're
have
at
one.
At the end of the show.
We have one prize. We need number 11. Oh, no, it was number 10 we needed. Damn. Damn.
You're not right.
I suck.
You're not right at all.
Well, you want a Keith Jones card. I don't know what you do with it. But, hey, congratulations. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Let's do a wrap.
All right. Line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good. Now, Michael Wilbon had said the Eagles don't have the edge in quarterback, which led us to ask the question, who has the advantage as quarterback? 96% said the Eagles. And then Ross had a line of the day for the other 4%.
No, we need to find the 4% that said Purdy, find out if they have kids, and call Child Protective Services because their kids are in grave danger.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find a Rose at ArminChevy.com. Who has the tougher task on Sunday? 55% say Steichen and Sirianni over Jonathan Gannon.
Well, thanks to Ava Graham, Rhea Hughes, producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Stay tuned. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie coming up next. I'll be back tonight. I'll be with the morning show on Friday.